is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live. Studio A from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. So link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. You can listen on your smartphone. You can listen via Galaxy 19, satellite radio, satellite television. You can listen on GCN. You can go to USAPrepares.com, click on Listen to Vincent, GCN. You can listen to us on our affiliates, AM, FM, and Liberty News Radio. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Nathan's producing the broadcast. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning. Nice to be here, Vincent.
Rick, it's great.
I love you, too.
Rick, you were on a 2 hours on a previous
Dr.
podcast.
Dr. Lorraine Hurley just a few minutes ago, yeah.
I think that's
started
great.
Started out early this morning for me, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. doing 4 hours of radio that's in a row. You know, most of the... of the major broadcasters don't even do 4 hours of radio. So that's awesome, Rick. Rick, you know, I was looking at a letter that was written by Grace Thorne's sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma, that the entire class signed. And it's about their concern regarding nuclear power plants. And to this day, I don't believe they've still gotten a response. Now, this has gone on for months, that the first letter went out, and I've got a copy of the second letter in my hands. I think we should read it one more time. Now, this was a letter to their representatives in Oklahoma, U.S. representatives. There's Inhofe, Coburn, and Cole. And it starts out, the sixth grade class in Ryan, Oklahoma, wrote you recently, but we've never received a reply. We know you're busy.
Well, you know.
yeah, they've got important work to do. But would you please write us back? As we've told you before, we are concerned about nuclear power plants in the U.S., and we learned that there are 104 plants in 31 states. Even though we don't have one in Oklahoma, we're only 100 miles from one near Fort Worth, Texas. If something happened there, like what happened at Fukushima, hundreds of thousands of people would be affected. Maybe if we didn't send so much money to foreign countries to help fight their wars, we could fix our own problems. Tell us what's wrong with wind power or natural gas instead of nuclear power. You're the age of our grandparents, but if you were our age, you'd be worried about the next 50 years too. We believe the only way to prevent nuclear disasters is to not have nuclear power plants. Please answer us this time and tell us your thoughts on how to fix this problem. And it's signed, this is a handwritten letter, so it's a little difficult to read, but it's signed by all the students in Grace Thorne's sixth grade Ryan, Oklahoma public school class. Rick, they still have not received a response. I called Congressman Inhofe's office, and I believe that the aides to these representatives, actually politicians, are authorized to do two things. Well, they're authorized to listen for a very short time. And they're authorized to say, no, or I don't know. That's it. That's it. These guys are a national disgrace. Now, seriously, Rick, I'm angry about this because this letter is clear, it's succinct, it's spot on,
it
deserves an answer. And if
it was sincere, it was done with true sincerity of wanting an answer. And the fact that they have not responded is pretty much, it's an embarrassment.
It is an embarrassment.
Should be embarrassed.
Yeah, and the first question that you're asked when you call one of these politicians is, what district are you in? Are you in our voting district? Because if you're not, we don't even have time to, to say goodbye. It's horrible. And the response that I got from one of the aides after I finally got transferred a number of times, I was on the phone for about 20 minutes on this particular call. The response I got was, you can't expect an immediate response. I'm not expecting an immediate response. I think a couple months is plenty of time. And then, of course, you hear about the government shutdown, and that threw him into a tailspin. So,
well, the good news is I have not seen chemtrails in my skies for 4 days now. We've had blue skies, and for the first time, and I can't remember when, I actually can see a blue sky. There's nothing in it. I saw an airplane flying over. The airplane was not laying down a contrail, chemtrail, or chaff trail. It's, there is where our budgets have gone sideways, and what are they about? And that's the movie Shade that I think everybody should see. The purpose of chemtrails and what they're doing.
Shade was assigned as a USAPrepares.com class homework assignment. You can go to the website, USAPrepares.com, type in S-H-A-D-E. You'll find that post. It'll take you right to the video. And it's so important that it's assigned homework. It's not recommended. It's assigned homework. Rick, you and I saw the result of chemtrails twice, 100% certainty in our minds that it caused the tornado that we saw blow through Lebanon, Missouri during the Expo number 6, we saw the chemtrails at Expo number 5 in Lebanon, Missouri, and we saw that in 70 degree weather, all of a sudden we had a torrential rain, and then we had 3 inches of snow in a space of just a few minutes. We saw it. And Rick, you're saying that you don't have chemtrails there. We got them over here.
They have not been in our skies for 4 days. I remember the first clear day after the storm went through, the chemtrails were there, and then they stopped them. The last 4 days, there have not been chemtrails in our sky, which is, thank you, because all of that particulate is falling down into our gardens and into our lungs. Mm-hmm. And is affecting the general health around here. It's now beginning to be noticeable.
Rick, on our website, we have a post that says, mutations, a result of Fukushima radiation in pictures. And it shows some South Korean website photos that of damaged mutated crops. For example, there is a picture of a sweet potato that looks like an intestine. I'm serious. This thing looks like it's probably 3 feet long, and it coils around as if it's an intestine, large intestine. Then below that, there's a picture of a tomato. Rick, have you ever seen a tomato with leaves growing out of a tomato?
No, I haven't. It's genetic mutations because of radioactive particulate fallout.
It's
everywhere. They're showing it in Indiana and Michigan. There are there's a radiation alert out for your area right now actually hit plants.
Well, that was my concern, and that's what I wanted to share with you. Rick, there is a news blackout going on right now about Fukushima. It's really hard to find information about what's going on with Fukushima. And what I've done yesterday, I kind of connected some of these dots. I'd like to share this with you. We know for many, many years that even when I was in college back in the 1970s, population was going to be a problem. And they talked about overpopulation back in the 70s. And it's something that's discussed often. Ted Turner, I saw a video of Ted Turner saying that, you know, 95% of us, you know, need to go. We need to go. And then you've heard the discussions of, well, we need to reduce the population by 75%, 80%, 90%. Well, here's the connection of those dots. The news blackout in Fukushima, could it be because this is so bad, so deadly, the radiation, the cesium, the plutonium, the strontium, all of these radioactive substances in the air, in the water, if we keep this blacked out from the public, we will be consuming those foods and we will be suffering the effects of radiation poisoning, which would be a great boon to those who want population reduction. Is it possible that that's why there's a news blackout, in addition to the protection of the share price of General Electric stock, the guys who designed and constructed the nuclear reactor that melted down, and the one next to it that melted down, and the other one that melted down, all three of them?
Yeah, right now, each has a big hole in the ground that's radiating 1,600 degrees Fahrenheit for the next 1,000 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, that's way more than a level 7 like Chernobyl. This is something much, much worse.
Okay, so we've got 1,600 degrees, a meltdown of 1,600 degrees in the Earth, boring a hole toward the center of the Earth in Fukushima, Japan, emitting radioactive substances in the air, in the groundwater, and in the ocean. General Electric.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPATCH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about Fukushima mutations and radiation. And on the website, I have a post, and it's called Mutations, a Result of Fukushima Radiation in Pictures. So we talked about the sweet potatoes, and now we talked about the tomato with leaves, about 100 leaves coming out of the fruit, leaves coming out of the tomato. You've never seen that before. Now, here's a picture of a watermelon. Now, when you look at a watermelon, and if you slice it in half, you'll see about, maybe 3/4 of an inch of white rind around the outside of the watermelon. And then you see the rosy red edible part with the seeds, right? Well, this watermelon, about 25% of it's edible. The rest of it is the white rind. So the part that you don't eat when you eat a watermelon is 4 inches thick. The part of the watermelon that you would eat, the pink rosy part, is about 4 inches across. And then on the other side, it's another 4 inches of watermelon rind. So I've never seen anything like that. And if you want, you can go to the website. You'll see it also. And then there's eggplant. Now, eggplant is usually one fruit per vine, right? Well, this particular, there's a man holding eggplant. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 eggplants coming out of one vine. And then there's a sunflower. This sunflower is 1.5 stories of a building tall. 15 feet tall. A sunflower, 15 feet tall. When was the last time you saw one of those? How about this? How about a strawberry with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 nodules on a strawberry? Have you ever seen one of those? Okay. How about a cucumber that has a flower sticking out the side of a cucumber? Have you ever seen one of those? All right. How about an orange that looks like it was dipped in orange that's kind of yellow, and it looks like it was dipped in orange dye, half of it, just half of it. So half of it is orange. The other half of the orange is yellow. Have you ever seen one of those? Or a strawberry as big as your fist. Rick, this is really kind of frightening to me. And then there's other deformed fruit that when you cut it, you absolutely wouldn't eat it because it really looks deformed.
You know, one of my friends in Australia sent me a little wrap of his on Ascension that I'm using.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of us trying to, you know, Fukushima is a deadly serious. It has the potential of being an evolutionary trigger.
Uh-huh.
The use of nuclear technology is something we can control, unlike solar flares, earthquakes, and powerful storms. We can hit the off switch and never turn it on again.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, what we should try to do is take all of our nuclear technology research funds and channel them now into radioactive waste remediation research. Until effective fail-safe designs for these nuclear power plants are developed, we need to keep the off button switched off. Ascension is a spiritual kind of thing that you think is a quick get-out-of-jail card, that, well, I'll die and it won't matter. Really, in fact, what is happening is archetypal. It is, instead of 3 minutes to midnight, we're now down to 3 milliseconds to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And really, looking for ascension is like false hope. Becoming an active, effective activist dedicated to protecting all life and ecosystems is our only true hope. And this is all part of good stewardship. In other words, if you are concerned about Fukushima, begin with something that you can do today. That would be like I did. I started a garden last year. This year, the garden really put out, and so this year, I'm learning how to can. Next year, I'm going to learn how to eat out of my cupboards. It's a slow process of change from the way you've been living to the way you must begin thinking about living in order to survive this. I mean, we can talk about water, we can talk about the grid going off, and all the weird things that are going to happen. But right now, you need to think about a lifestyle change.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, Chris in Colorado is on the air with us. Chris, you've got a question for us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, talking about Fukushima, I was listening to Alex, it was over a year ago, and this guy called in from the main supplier of zeolite here in this country. And he said that, hey, we will donate all the zeolite you need to deal with Fukushima. We just need somebody to do it. And Dr. Miller, could you talk about zeolite? My understanding is they dumped it on Chernobyl to help with that situation.
I'm not really familiar with the use of boron and some of the other chemicals that they're now, elements that they're using. I think the first thing that needs to happen is that everything gets turned off and that all the budgets be used now for cleanup, and we keep that technology as something that we no longer want to pursue. I have no idea why the United States right now is the only one that's actually got a bunch of nuclear power plants still active. Japan is completely turned off. Europe is now almost completely turned off. It's only in the United States. And guess what? Most of them are on fault lines that are ringing like crazy. It doesn't make any sense what they're doing, because Japan now is going to be toxic for at least 1,000 years. I don't know how you clean up a meltdown. That part is, you know, you just can't cool it fast enough. It's kind of scary. I don't know much about zeolite. I know that TEPCO has not assumed responsibility and are not admitting the full extent of this being even worse than a Class 7 nuclear accident. This is worse than Chernobyl. It's not the same as Chernobyl, even though the classification has been given as the same. This is far, far worse. We have three meltdowns now where, you know, Chernobyl wasn't as bad as that. Now we have that fourth thing where they're trying to remove plutonium, and if those rods break, they're finding chunks of radioactive balls in the ocean now. It is affecting everything. Polar bears, seals, walruses along the Alaska coastline are suffering from fur loss and open sores. There's an epidemic of sea lions on the California coast. There's along the Pacific coast, we have right now a population of sockeye salmon at its historic low. And the starfish up in Canada are dying. They're melting. They're like disintegrating. Sardines. It goes on and on. I wouldn't eat anything. The cesium-137, that's what the radioactive in the ocean is right now. It's cesium-137. Plankton are dying. I would not eat anything from the Pacific Ocean right now. I think that kelp, different forms of kelp like bladderwrack and laminaria, will actually help to some minor extent remove some of the heavy metals from your body. But I would stop eating anything that was imported. I would start working with your farmers market, your growers markets, and the local community supported agriculture. That's what I would do.
Well, my belief is, if the military-industrial complex wanted Fukushima extinguished, I believe it happened in no more than 3 months, myself. That's what I believe.
You're probably right. And, in fact, the military complex isn't really what's running the show anymore. It used to be that way when Eisenhower said it, but now it's above military in terms of corporations. And you could probably name the names from Warren Buffett on down.
Yeah. Well, we all know that the folks running the show are into population control.
That's correct.
We also know that radiation is probably one of their chosen methods. And if they say they were into population control and they wanted to do it overtly, they could just, you know, let off nuclear weapons. It'd be pretty easy. But the problem
is, why, you know, war is good for business.
The problem is that when you let off a nuclear weapon, most of the radiation source is consumed, whereas Fukushima will be continued to allow to spray out radiation as long as they choose, okay? So it's really quite an effective device for population control. And,
I hate to think of it that way. You may or not be right. I don't know that part. What I do know is that from my physics point of view, we do not yet have any technical solution.
Well, I understand, but then you just said you're not familiar with zeolite. And they used zeolite in Chernobyl.
It was boron and spraying that. They should have done that immediately rather than after the third day. That's the first thing that was wrong with Chernobyl. I mean, with Fukushima.
Yeah.
When it first started to go into critical stages, that's when the boron should have been applied, and it wasn't. It was as like 3 days down the line. I don't have answers to this thing. I'm not sure there are answers. I have a feeling it's convoluted and really mostly brought on by greed.
Well, I've heard that greed theory often. I've talked to a lot of people about this sort of thing for a long time. But when I came to realize that there's something severely wrong with environmental mitigation of problems.
Yeah, that's a point. You know, I have to listen to you because I don't know.
Well, when I realized it was at the Gulf of Mexico. I'm here in Denver. I'm an engineer type, and I was so upset about Gulf of Mexico, I started talking to some very high-level people here in this town that had worked in D.C. before. And this one guy I talked to, he's about 75, he said he had a team of over 20 engineers. One of them had over 20 patents in oil skimming technology. In other words, we had a very competent team of engineers, and he wanted to go down to the Gulf of Mexico and plug the hole. He said that he could find the financing. We had the technical ability, but what we came to realize was if we went down there with our own money, the Coast Guard would shoot us, you know, that we would not be allowed to plug that hole in the Gulf of Mexico. And, of course, it's the same thing at Fukushima. And if it is an op, that they're going to let this go and nobody's going to be able to touch that thing. And if they wanted to stop it, I assure you they could. And so that is the problem here, is we have what we call a scientific dictatorship where only the scientists can do anything because they're the experts. Meanwhile, we've got lots of people that know how to get things done. And I think that is a huge problem in this world setup we have here, is that people like you and me cannot go out and try to mitigate environmental problems.
You know, you're right, but you can begin changing the world one person at a time by your own personal choices and taking responsibility for how you're going to affect your environment. You can start there. That, for me, is probably how it all is going to happen. It has to do with belief systems and starting with independence and becoming sovereign.
Well, I couldn't agree more, except for the radiation app is bigger than all of us put together, as you've been saying many times on the show here.
Well, okay, so the show I did just a few minutes earlier talked about ascension and the concept of changing the movie. And really, we don't understand the nature of the physical world, except one model that I seem to gravitate toward is it's a place where we go to be sick spiritually, that our personal endeavors toward purpose and education is what we do get to take with us when we exit this place. And when you realize that the extinction event kind of a scenario is really whether it's 3 minutes to midnight or 3 milliseconds to midnight, time isn't in itself real, which would suggest that this is more of an archetypal thing on waking up and realizing that in order for things to change, you're going to have to change. And
well,
then making those steps one step at a time.
Yeah, I've thought that through, and I couldn't agree more with your conclusion. I agree 100%, but the problem is Fukushima.
I know. Your engineer's background, my physics, is enough to scare the Jesus out of me.
Right, and I'm not asking you to be an expert here. What I'm saying is that just like the Gulf of Mexico, that's what I realized. I said, oh, my God. I'm an engineer. I'm an electrical engineer. I could go down there and use my common sense and start to come to some solutions, and there's lots of money that would contribute. There's lots of people that would contribute.
Yeah, we have a news blackout. We don't know what's really going on, and it would appear that things are being allowed to get worse.
Exactly.
You know, the typhoon that hit Japan just a couple of days ago, that could have been an extinction event if it had flooded
Chris, I'd like to ask you a question. You mentioned population control, and you mentioned the continuous release of radiation from Fukushima. That is exactly what I was saying. I couldn't agree with you more. That's what I was saying at the beginning of this broadcast, that I think that this could be a population control mechanism whereby we are slowly killed with growths, tumors, cancers, all kinds of health issues. And where's General Electric? Where is General Electric in this entire mess? They seem to disappear off the face of the planet. Chris, if you'd like, please stay with us through these commercials. We've got more to talk about regarding population control and Fukushima. We'll be right back.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why should I have got your
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Chris is on the line from Colorado. Chris is an electrical engineer, and we're talking about Fukushima. We're talking about population control. Chris and Rick, when I was in elementary school, I learned about radiation. I learned about the dangers of it. And then in high school in science, we learned about, you know, the China syndrome. We learned about meltdowns. We learned that this is all possible. Here it is. Here it is. 50 years later, we experienced three meltdowns just in Fukushima alone. And of course, the Chernobyl accident. And then there's to a lesser degree, the Three Mile accident. Do we all agree that this could be the population control mechanism?
Well, if it isn't, it will do it. So there it is. You know, everybody in Japan right now is sick. The thyroid epidemic that is occurring is way too soon for being exposed to radiation. They should not even be seeing the amount of thyroid problems that they are this early on. And so it gives me concern that 40 million people in the prefect of Tokyo may not be, as this may be the last we see of a noble culture of Japan like we did Atlantis or Greece.
Rick?
Well, Rick.
Go ahead. Chris, go ahead.
Rick, we know there's some sort of op going on because USA Survive is the only show anywhere that's talking about the biggest event in the history of man. We know that.
Amazing. I don't know what that means ultimately, except that the media is another hegemony of control. And hegemony is an interesting word to look up. It's how they control the population. And really, you'll notice that all the news media, even Al Jazeera, when they came over to deal with Fox on Al Jazeera America, it failed.
Yeah.
It's, you know, however, I saw someone from Al Jazeera on TED. He was an Al Jazeera reporter that did a TED talk, and it was very encouraging what he had to say. He said that the children of Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan are in full revolt against the governments and wanting change. Just as yesterday, I saw a bunch of Muslim women that were driving to instir rioting. You know, basically, everybody over there, it's just children that are wanting the changes. And what Vincent suggested about the sixth grade, I think we should blow this up and have those congressmen be required to respond. The way Harry Truman did it once, was show up in the classroom and actually address the children. Now, that's what made Harry Truman possibly one of the best presidents we've ever had. And I'm not even sure we've had a president after him. Certainly Eisenhower tried to warn the public on it. And Obama, you can't believe he's the one running everything. It's not happening like that.
Rick, Harry Truman was a farmer. I've got a question, two questions for Chris. Chris, I believe you mentioned what was the only program discussing Fukushima? What was the name of that program? I'm serious.
He's just looking for promotion.
You said USA survives. You said USA survives.
He said it survives. He meant you.
USA prepares. I'm sorry, Vince.
Okay, I really was not.
And there goes Vincent.
You going to change your name?
You know what I was going to do? No, seriously, I thought there was something called USA Survives, and I was going to do a search and see. And see if they knew something that we didn't know.
It's always you.
Hey, Vince, if I could remember names, I would have gone into sales. I'd have the big bucks.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Talking to you too, by the way, Chris.
Please leave your phone number with our engineer Nathan. Okay, before you leave. Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after these few short commercials and announcements. And no, I was not looking for a promotion. I really thought there was USA Survives. We'll be right back.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.